warm my hands. It's cold out here. Well, hi! Welcome to my fire! I didn't see you there. I was just getting some more wood. I'm happy to have more travelers here by the wood. It's a pretty awesome place where we're at. Have you ever been here before? I mean, you know what? Don't even tell me. I know why you're here. I know why you're here. I mean, you're here to camp, aren't you? No, that can't be it. That can't be it. By the expression on your face, I can tell that that's not why you're here. That's not why you're here. Let me think about that. Why could you be here? Well, maybe what brings you here is what brought me here. I mean, I'll bet I'm right, aren't I? I'll bet you're here just like me, hunting after the Holy Spirit. I met a lot of travelers on these roads looking for the Holy Spirit. He can be hard to find. Some have said that he's really easy to find. I mean, they enter this holy place, this wood behind me, and he's right there, just standing there. And they didn't have to look very far at all. I mean, I really hope my experience is like that, that when I enter into the wood behind me here, that I find the Holy Spirit right away. Some people, they just sit on the sidelines. I met very, very, very many travelers who just sit on the edge of the wood. And they're just hoping to catch a glimpse of the Holy Spirit. Then they'll go chase after him. And that they want to see him before they walk in after him. And, you know, some of them, they just want the Holy Spirit to come and grab them and drag them into the woods. I hope you're not like that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm making him sound scary, aren't I? No. The Holy Spirit is not scary. You know, no person that I've talked to who's come out of his holy place, out of this wood behind me, has said he's scary at all. I mean, I'll be honest. Most of them were very, very excited about it. And in fact, all of them said you should go in yourself. Well, in fact, truly, just so you don't be scared, you actually already know the Holy Spirit. Because when you believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit kind of comes along with him. He's kind of a part and parcel when you believe in Jesus Christ. Well, what's that? Then why should we enter the holy place looking to meet the Holy Spirit? That's a good question. I guess we go into the holy place so that we can get to know the Holy Spirit a little bit better. Maybe that's why we go after him. Think about it this way. I know Jesus. I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and the Bible says that I know him as a brother because of what he did for me on the cross. But the Holy Spirit, if I don't get to know the Holy Spirit, it's kind of like knowing a friend of a friend. So everybody has a friend of a friend, don't they? Where you know someone that knows somebody. I think that if we don't go looking for the Holy Spirit, we end up like that. That the Holy Spirit is just a friend of a friend. Every time you invite Jesus along, he comes too. And I think that, for me anyways, that if I want to get to know somebody better, I guess I'd probably try and get to know them a little bit. Invite them out and talk to them. Find out who they are so that they can be more than just a friend of a friend. If we don't ever talk to them, we'll never get to know them. What's that, you say? Can't we get to know him right here outside of the woods? Considering we kind of already know him? Well, you're full of good questions today. Let me think. Let me put it this way. So imagine you're doing something really, really fun. Like you're watching something really, really fun. I know. I got it. A roller coaster. How much fun are roller coasters? Have you ever watched one of them? I mean, they go down and they go up and they go upside down. Aren't they so much fun to watch? I mean, you can know everything about a roller coaster, how long it is, how fast it goes, how many times it goes upside down. But I'll tell you what, until you sit your butt in that seat and do it yourself, There's nothing like it. You can know it up here, but you haven't experienced it. That's kind of, I think, what I'm talking about. Is you can understand it, and you can see it, and you can watch it. But until you get in the chair and take that roller coaster through the ups and through the downs and through the upside downs, and there goes my lunch, you don't know what it's like. You can only guess. So I think maybe that's what getting to know the Holy Spirit's like. It's kind of like getting on a roller coaster. You kind of have to experience it. So if this guy, Holy Spirit, is kind of like Jesus, well, I guess actually is like Jesus, the Bible says, doesn't that make him God? I think that's a pretty good reason to get to know him, if you're asking me, which you're probably not. But I'm going to tell you anyways. I think it's a good idea. So why would you not want to get to know the Holy Spirit more? I mean, Jesus was a pretty cool guy. And we really like Jesus. And if Jesus is like, hey, you should get to know this guy, I think that we should probably listen to Jesus. I mean, oh, wait a minute. I see some confusion on your faces. I understand. Some of you don't even know who the Holy Spirit is. I get it. I'm sorry. I got way ahead of myself. Let me back up. Okay, so some of you might not know, and that's totally okay. Because you see, when Jesus Christ, we believe that he came as our Lord and Savior, and that he died for our sins on the cross, and that he died and he was raised again 3 days later, and we believe in him. And then Jesus Christ, who took all of our sins, you know what he did after he was raised from the dead? I mean, this is so cool. You're going to really like this. You know what he did after he was raised from the dead? He ascended to heaven. I mean, he didn't even die. Isn't that so cool? Now, but you want to know the coolest part? Is before he left, he said, guys, guess what? I'm leaving because I have to leave. And you know why that's so cool for you, he says? This is Jesus. He says, because I get to send another just like me. And that other is Holy Spirit. Isn't that cool? Jesus had to leave. He says, I have to leave. Otherwise, Holy Spirit can't come. And so he, whoop, up to heaven. And Holy Spirit, whoop, down to earth. And now we have him inside of us. And he came to help us. Isn't that cool? He came to help us and help us live for God. Oh, I'm getting too excited. He came, Holy Spirit came, so that we can understand the Bible better. He came so that when we read it, we actually understand it. Because who's read the Bible and been like, what? What does that mean? I don't understand. Well, that's what Holy Spirit is here to do. He's here to help us understand. He's here to help us so we can speak boldly about our faith, to pray for miracles, to prophesy over people, speak in other tongues, to live without fear, in boldness. Jesus wants everybody to know him. And the Holy Spirit is here to help us so that we can talk about God without fear. Because we want everybody to believe in Jesus. Because Jesus really cares about everybody. He wants a personal relationship with you. Isn't that so cool? Now you see, some people, they want to know the Holy Spirit, but they don't want too much of him because they think he's scary. He's not scary. Some people think he's going to come out of these woods and grab you and drag you in. He doesn't do that. He might call you into the woods, but often he says, come find me. I'm in here. Oh, isn't it cool, though, that he calls some people? Oh, look at that. Thank you. It's hard work sitting by a fire. So, have you heard of this place called the Holy Place? I mean, this is a cool place to be. Me? Why am I here? Well, and why am I camped on the edge and not inside the forest? Remember those people that I told you about that might be too scared to enter the forest? Listen, okay, I know he's not scary. I know he's not gonna hurt me. But this guy makes me nervous. I mean, the Holy Spirit makes me really nervous. I mean, I don't know what's gonna happen. I mean, what happens if something weird goes on? What do I do? Do I just stop? I'm worried about what is gonna happen when I find the Holy Spirit. What it's gonna look like. I heard and read some things in the Bible, and they look frightening. They look very frightening. But I know they're not. In my head, I know they're not. I know they're not frightening. So, I'm worried that, you know, if I walk in, and what happens if the Holy Spirit doesn't show up? I know. I have an anticipation of what's going to happen. I think I know what the Holy Spirit's going to do, and I hope for the best. But I know I need to just go in there. What do you mean, what makes me camp here then? Oh, why sit here even? Why not just go home? Why sit on the edge of the wood? Well, let me tell you a story. It's a story of a man I heard. If you want to close your eyes, the story might be a bit better. Just visualize with me. A young man decided to leave his family and become a farmer. And he bought a very large piece of property, nice flat land, right underneath a very large mountain. Very, very large mountain. After he built his home and he planted his fields and he got all of his affairs in order, he noticed something very strange. On top of the mountain was a light. And it was so bright. He could see it right from his farm. This is a very large mountain. Right on the top is this light, this bright, bright light. All day, all night, this light shone just as bright. But try as he may, and try as he might, he couldn't see the light. He couldn't see what it was. He tried so hard. He walked to the edge of his field, and he got out his binoculars, and he's looking, and he's looking, and nothing. All he can see is the light. And year after year, and night after night, the man sat and looked and looked and looked as he might. But he couldn't make sense of the light. And as the seasons changed and his harvest came, and he told himself, one day, I'll go to that light. And every time he thought about investigating the light, he would go to the edge of his farm and get cold feet and walk right back and start doing his job. Or he would get going and, oh, well, I got to milk the cows. So he'd go do that. Every time he wanted to take a step on the journey, he stopped because he was afraid. It was a big hike to go to the top of that hill. And as he grew older, his desire to go to the light only increased. It became so strong. So he started praying to God, and asking God, what was the light? And every night he looked up and he wanted to know more and more. God, tell me what the light is. And it only encouraged him to pray harder and harder and harder and harder. And ask God, how can I get that light that's on the hill here? One night the man was asleep and the Lord came to him in a dream. So imagine you're sleeping, your eyes are closed, and poof, the Lord is there. The first thing I would do is, ah! And God tells him, that light is divine. Do you know what that means? God is up on the hill. That's cool. And you know what God said in his dream? He said to the man, go to the light. So his hunger burned inside of him. But every time he got to the edge of his field, he got cold feet. So he would come back home. He would get in and he would pray. And he would pray over and over and over again. Jesus, he would say, very simple prayer. send your light here to me on my farm. Send it here, Lord, on my farm. After many seasons of reaping and sowing his field, growing his food, praying for God's divine light to come to where he was, the man grew older. And with every passing year, the man grew more mad at God. His prayer became angry conversations with God about how he was abandoned by God, how God left him in his prayers, until he stopped talking to God. He was so mad because God didn't answer his prayers. He began to blame God for everything. When life went wrong, whatever it was, whether it was good or bad or whatever, it didn't matter. It was God's fault. Because God had abandoned him. Because he prayed, "Bring the light down, God," and God didn't do it. Well, the years went on, and this man was really sad. And he began to regret being mad with God. For it was God, after all, who gave him his fields and his crops. And it was God, after all, who took care of him and looked after him. It was God, after all. God was a good God. But he decided to go out one night and look at the light and pray one more time. And he prayed in a way that was different than before. Why, he's not sure, but he felt it was right to do. And this is what he said. He said, "God, Jesus, help me go to the mountain." And he hung his head. Right then, before his eyes, an angel of the Lord appeared, dressed in white, shining so bright the man had to turn his eyes away. And he cried, "Ah!" Because, let's be honest, if an angel appeared to you, I think you would cry too. He was so scared, he said to the angel. And the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid. I bring good news. God has seen you weep. And God has wept for you because he wanted to give what you asked. But he could not, for you chose to live on your farm when you were called to the mountain. But now that you have asked for the strength to go to the mountain, the angel says, I will guide you. Arise and follow." So the man gets up, feeling strength come back into his bones. He starts to follow the angel, and he follows in silence. And the angel of the Lord led him higher and higher and higher up the mountain. And the trail just grew harder and harder. And he came over top of a ridge. And there the light was so bright that he couldn't even keep his eyes open. He climbed over the mountain. And there it was, so bright that he had to close his eyes. And he called out before God. He said, "How can I continue if I cannot see?" And just then, he felt a hand take his. And a voice like he had never heard before. And yet, it was so familiar. Kind of like a friend. He says, this voice says, "I will take you now." "Who are you?" the man asked. "I am which," the voice said, "God has sent to earth so that all men, women, youth, and kids might walk in power. I am sent to reveal God's mysteries to his people. I am sent," the voice says, "to empower all those who call upon Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I am," the voice says, "Holy Spirit." The man asks, "Are you the source of the light?" And right then, feeling bold, he asks the question, "Why didn't you come to visit me then? I mean, I asked you over and over again, come and join me in my field. But you didn't answer. Why didn't you answer me?" The man was sad when he said this in his voice. Holy Spirit responded with a weight of sorrow in his voice. "I did come," he said, "as a beacon on the hill, as a light shining for all to see. I came to show you myself so that you would come and see me. I came not to force myself on you or take over you, but to partner with you, to have friendship with you. I came and I waited for you to come and find me, the Holy Spirit said. I've been waiting and hoping that you would just take one step out of your own life and follow after me. That you would put down your tools and let go of your distractions and chase me up this mountain. I've waited because you leave this place with me. When you come to me, I go home with you, Holy Spirit says. I stand with you as a co-laborer. In other words, it's a big word, but it just means he stands beside and helps you do stuff. I stand with you as you take another step in faith. I stand with you so you can run the race that is set before you. And now I will lead you with my strength to do what was otherwise impossible. The Holy Spirit says, go now, for you knew me before in your head, and now I will walk with you in power. And the man awoke, and he was quiet, and he was in his own bed. And he looked around, and he looked around, and nothing had changed. And he scratched his head, and he wondered, did I just dream that? Or did that actually happen? Not noticing anything different in the mirror, well, he walked to the door. And he opened the door, and standing on his fence line were all his neighbors. He thought that a bit strange. So he started to walk towards them, questions in his eyes, looking like, why are you here? And he went close. But as he got closer, they shouted at him, man, what is it that makes you shine so brightly? And they blinded their eyes. They said, we are drawn to you because of this light that is surrounding you. Come tell us so that we can also have that light. So the man, now full of Holy Spirit and boldness, took them up to the mountain, to the light. So you ask me why I'm here, on the edge of the wood instead of in the wood. Well, because of this. Because of this story, I guess, that God really does, Holy Spirit really does want to partner with me. So I came here, and I'm working up the nerve to go in. My fears are not gone, as you can see by my fire, well tended. But I could not be that man who never chased after the Holy Spirit, always looking for him to come to where I'm at, rather than going to him, rather than doing what he's asking me to do. I want nothing more than to chase after Holy Spirit because Jesus said to. He told his disciples, wait on this guy. He's really cool. He's going to help you in all things. Take a step forward, Jesus said. I don't want to just know him as a friend of a friend, I guess. Well, you might be thinking, well, does this diminish God, the Father, and Jesus Christ? That's not what I'm talking about. Holy Spirit gives us access to them because of what Jesus Christ has done on the cross. We get Holy Spirit so that we can talk to God in relationship. Maybe some of you, I think probably like me, need some help to get over this boundary. To walk into the holy place. I can't do it on my own. Maybe that's you today too. Maybe you're here sitting with me because you have the same questions that I do. Maybe you still don't think this is for you, and maybe you still want the Holy Spirit to come in your own way. Maybe you think that you're too young. Maybe you think, I'm just a kid. Who is the Holy Spirit to talk to me? Well, I don't think you're too young. I think the Holy Spirit wants to talk to you. I think he wants to talk to you today. But you're allowed to be nervous. And you're allowed to not know what's going to happen. And you're not allowed to know and not be sure of what's going to happen when the Holy Spirit does come. But I think, and I think I've answered my own question and my own fears, that when we take a step into the forest, Holy Spirit comes and gives us strength to keep going. Well, I guess you helped me out a lot more than I thought. See, when I meet Holy Spirit, I want to ask Him to help me so that I can do things that I couldn't before, what otherwise wasn't possible. And that can be a whole lot of different things. It might be passing a math test. He wants to come and help you and give you strength. Strength from heaven. Well, now you got me all worked up. I'm heading in. If you want to come, because it's hard to take that step, I encourage you to join me. I'm going in. And I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not afraid. Because I trust that He is amazing. And I trust that Holy Spirit, Jesus and God want to give me good gifts. And I trust that He wants to help me do amazing things, just like He wants to help you do amazing things if you invite Him to, by taking a step of faith. Because He wants to change us forever. Isn't that fun? He wants to change us forever. Well, I'm going in. Wish me luck.